Hi, Jenny here again, and now I'm with someone who comes from far, 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 far away. Maybe as far from winter Finland as you can possibly think of. I have with me Magdalena Ibanez, who heads the UPEM Foundation in Uruguay. Hello, Magda, and thank you for spending time with us.
Hello, thank you for you.
Yeah. Tell us a little about the UPEM Foundation in Uruguay.
Well, the UPEM Foundation is, we started in 2006, working there in mainly in where we have our pulp mill, in Fray Bentos. And then we begin to move to the rural areas where we have the plantations. As you know, in Uruguay, we have all the chain, so since the nursery until the mill. And the foundation goes around all those places. So we need, in our company, we need strength communities around us. So that is our main purpose. And the foundation is not something altruistic. It's something that, okay, UPM needs people prepared in the interior of the country, because we are not working in the city center. Uruguay, it's something similar as in Finland. We have more than half of the population in the capital. But our job is outside the capital. So our task today is, okay, to 80% of our projects are from education, try to strengthen these communities around us in that sense, but also working together with the communities. So we receive projects from the communities and we work together to put them in place.
Okay, so what would you say was the most memorable thing that happened last year, since we're talking about closing last year?
Okay, difficult questions. We have loads of projects around, but something, we have some area that is really far, places in the field, in a farm, in a field where children cannot go by horse to school. And I found once I was driving there, one guy that arrived in a motorbike, and then he drop off in a horse and then begin to ride to go to school.
So he arrived in a motorbike,
yes.
He left the motorbike and got on a horse,
yes.
And then he rode the horse all the way to school.
Yes, because he has 12 years old, so he cannot ride the motorbike, so the brother sent take it to one place where he have one horse and then go to the school. And that's happened, and perhaps you think, why that school, before the foundation was there, the school wasn't running there.
So he would have needed to go even farther, maybe take another boat to go to school, or not go at all.
Not going at all. That is a point. What the foundation did, that is, we articulate with different organizations, different institutions, that happens, that there should be one school for people that they are from inland, can go and get to school and continue their studies. So what is happening there? Okay, the availability to get into the education. If not, it's happening in some parts of our country that children cannot continue studying because at 12 years old they cut, because they don't have even a school or a bus or whatever to arrive to one school.
Hey, thank you, Magdalena, for giving us a glimpse into UPEM Foundation's very important work in Uruguay. I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in Finland.
Thank you very much, obviously. Okay. Perhaps it's too long.
No.
No?
No.